We are still going to organize ourselves and see what is the best to organize. But what has happened so far, I must say that everybody was very disappointed, because this is really a disgrace for Mr. Bibike to acting president to just burden him himself and the rest of the MPs who were convicted. We know that they have done wrong.
Who would you anticipate taking part in such a march, and what sort of numbers do you think you would get?
Like at the moment, the people of Vanuatu, they should know that this is really a disgrace to the nation. It's not something that we have to think lightly on. Like last weekend, the Friday, the churchmen have come out, and we were hoping that the 13 MPs, they should all know that they've done wrong. They should wait patiently for the sentencing. And now they have come to another level of doing another criminal act, like the acting president. It's very interesting for him to just pardon himself and the 13 others. That shows that how disgraced they are. They don't care about this country and its people. They only care about themselves. So why are the people of Vanuatu will stay quiet and just wait? I'm calling on the citizens of Vanuatu, especially in Port Vila, if they can see the importance of upholding the law, because this is all corruption. And I want women to see the importance of upholding the law, because if we don't do anything, then that means we are entertaining what these 14 MPs are doing. Like, we respect them, but they didn't respect us, and what they did is totally wrong. And I'm very disappointed, because this is very, very, very bad for any country to when you have the acting president burdening themselves when he is also in playing the game, and he knows well, and they waited for the president, and he didn't do it right, because he should have waited the president was out, and he took advantage of his travel and burden himself and 13 others. Like I myself, I'm as a woman who stand up for good governance, I'm not accepting this, even though I know them well. I know them all, and they know most of us well, and this is not all. They must confess that they have done wrong, and I would say that I want to call on all of them to resign. They should resign from as members of parliament. That's the right thing. I want to call on them to resign.
You say, Jenny, that they should confess as to wrongdoing, but of course they don't need to confess that they've been convicted in courts of corruption. The question is about this pardoning, isn't it? I mean, the audacity of it is the way I imagine many people will see that the politicians can let themselves off the hook.
Yes, like I on Friday, everybody was thinking that they should be locked up in prison. But then the church didn't do that. But they should wait patiently for the sentencing. But now we are waiting, because the opposition, they haven't come out yet. I think everybody were waiting to see what is happening, and even the prime minister of this country is not doing anything. So he also allow a part of his government, these 14 MPs, just to mess up his administration. So this is something that the people of some of us, we feel very humiliated by the way they are doing for the last days. we think that this country has been gone into crap because people who know well, they are not doing it right. And they continue to do wrong. And this is something that I, for one, I want people to step out to show that there are some of us who can stand up and say, it's wrong, you have been convicted, you pay the price.